Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 538, How to Talk to Your Partner About Money, The Definitive Script, by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. And I am Dan. Welcome to another edition of the show where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And I'm going to keep the intro nice and short for you today, so let's get right to Ramit's post as we optimize your life. How to Talk to Your Partner About Money, The Definitive Script, by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. Here's the definitive script on how to talk to your partner about money without nagging or making them feel defensive. I've included the exact word-for-word phrases to use, along with the exact information you need. Use this when you're getting married, moving in with your partner, or getting serious about money. Bonus, notice the psychological strategies being employed in this script. Remember how painful those define the relationship conversations were back in college? Now imagine you have to sit down and talk about money while wishing you could use the sweat from your forehead to drown yourself. Sure, you and your boyfriend or girlfriend might have had an occasional chat about money, but when you're getting serious, whether you're recently engaged or moving in together or just at a point where your decisions start to really affect each other, it's important to spend some time talking about your money and your financial goals. Talking about money with your partner might sound painful, but I promise you it doesn't have to be awkward. As corny as it sounds, it can actually bring you closer together if you know what to ask and stay calm, and if your girlfriend or boyfriend isn't a nut job with $300,000 in credit card debt. The specific tactics aren't as important as your attitude going in. The key is to start by asking their advice. Yes, even if you don't need it. Bring the topic up lightly. Hey, I've been trying to learn about money lately. What do you think about investing versus saving? If you don't get an answer, try this. Okay, hey, I have another question. What do you think about my spending? Is there anything you think I should change? I guarantee you they'll have an opinion on that, and although you're sacrificing yourself, at least it'll get the conversation started. After a few days, ask for their financial advice again. What do you think? Should I pay off my credit card or my student debt? Of course, you already know the answer from page 220. Then, a few days later, tell them you've been doing some more research. I picked up a book on personal finance and it had some really interesting stuff in it, you can say. What do you think about talking about our money together? It is optional to add something like, the book is by an amazing, weird, gracious author named Ramit Sethi, and I visit his website every day. When you sit down to talk, once again, start by asking your partner's opinions. I know you use cash to pay for everything, but this guy says we should use credit cards to build our credit and track spending. What do you think? The goal of this meeting should be to agree that money is important to both of you and that you want to work together to help each other with finances. That's it. If things go well during your first conversation, ask if your boyfriend or girlfriend would be willing to sit down again to go over both of your finances together. Remember, it's not about criticizing or noting things that are being done wrong. It's about figuring out ways to help each other so you can grow together. Here are some phrases you can use. You're really good at X, and I want you to help me with my finances. We're going to join our lives together, and I want money to be a part of that. 1 + 1 = 3, which explains why you two can combine money smarts to create synergies. Note, only MBAs or consultants can use this line with a straight face. The big meeting. This is the big day when you both lay bare all your finances and work through them together. But remember, it's not really such a dramatic step since you've been slowly working toward this for weeks. It should take about 4 or 5 hours to prepare for this meeting. You'll each want to bring the following: a list of your accounts and the amount in each, a a list of debts, and what the interest rates are in monthly expenses. See page 104 for details. Your total income, any money that is owed to you, and a list of short-term and long-term financial goals. When you sit down, put the paper aside and start by talking about goals. From a financial perspective, what do you want? What kind of lifestyle do you expect? What about vacations in the next year? Does either of you need to support your parents? Then look at your monthly spending. This will be a sensitive conversation because nobody wants to be judged. But remember, keep an open mind. Show yours first. Ask, what do you think I could be doing better? And then it's your partner's turn. Spend some time talking about your attitudes toward money. How do you treat money? Do you spend more than you make? Why? How did your parents talk about money? One of my friends has horrible money management skills, which is confusing because she's so disciplined and smart. After years of knowing her, one day she told me that her dad had declared bankruptcy twice, which helped me understand the irrational way she approached money. The most important goal of this conversation is to set up a plan to manage your money, including your credit cards, bank accounts, budget, and investment accounts. Essentially, you want to work through this book with your partner. Your immediate goal should be to set up a few short and long-term savings goals, such as a year-end trip and/or something a little more major, like buying a car or putting a down payment on the house. At this point, it's probably better not to run through all the numbers for a really large purchase because it can get overwhelming. Just set up a savings goal or two and set up an automatic monthly transfer for each of you. Longer term, you and your girlfriend or boyfriend should work together to get on the same page with your money attitudes. When you set a goal together, like we're going to save enough to put a $30,000 down payment on a house, you'll both be able to commit to working toward it. You just listened to the post titled How to Talk to Your Partner About Money, The Definitive Script by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money, and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
And Ramit has a note on there at the end of the article, which I'll narrate for you also. He says, "This is part of chapter 9 of my book, I Will Teach You to Be Rich." Notice how this isn't some abstract advice. It's the exact steps to take so you don't spend the next 30 years nagging each other about money. If you're interested in more word-for-word scripts, knowing where you should put your money, and specific recommendations on the best accounts so your money works for you, check out the book. And you can find Ramit's book on his site or do a search on Amazon or Google, and it'll pop right up for you. I'm going to keep this ending short for you today, but before we go, I just want to remind you that it would be great if you could come by oldpodcast.com/support to check out some of the different ways that you can support this show and the other shows in our podcast network. Most of those things you can do are totally free, like sharing the podcast with a friend, writing a rating and review, and more. And we would really appreciate it. Again, that link is oldpodcast.com/support. oldpodcast.com/support. That's it for today. Thank you, as always, for being here and listening. I really appreciate it. And I'll see you in the Thursday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.